Good day, folks. Hope everything is okay with you. Well, it's August now and summer is winding down. The trees will soon change and a very much welcome cooler nights. Pray that all the firefighters and smoke jumpers are safe tonight. Delta, not the airline but the strain of coronavirus Delta, is seeping into the country and spreading fast. One might look at this as a good thing or one might look at it as a bad thing. One good thing is that it's fast and herd immunity with this one, plus COVID could sweep through us very quickly. On the other hand, it could be more annoying than the original virus. What I mean by that is, that whether or not you got the shot, you may be forced to wear mask again. I don't like that idea at all, nor do I want to send my kids to sport practices or sporting events while wearing mask, for the simple fact of carbon dioxide poisoning, and it will in no doubt damage the little ones more than the flu, COVID. I have not been able to find reliable studies about kids and COVID. All I could find is kids with pre-existing conditions are at high risk. I find that Mr. Fauci is now Mr. Grumpy and has a stick up his ass. Why not be straight with us? For Christ's sake, just admit that you don't have a flipping clue on what is going on. Why do we elect people? Maybe because we think that they will do some good. I really can't see any merit for Biden at the moment. I feel that he is being used as a pawn for something different, like, you know, making the country socialist in nature yet still harboring capitalistic ways. Not to mention that Nancy thinks that setting rules for everyone besides herself really go a long way with the public. What a about Hunter when he said fuck him on a recent podcast? What fucking nerve this bloke has. Someone, at some time, is going to beat him over the head with something sharp and hard. Ego only goes so far, fuckface. Corrupt fuckers in leader positions are tearing us apart. The president will puss out and mandate mask because, well, I really don't think he knows what he is doing. But remember, I am just a normal guy bitching about things. Great time to start a blog and podcast. I have a new resentment almost daily. I shit you not, I have worked 165 days every day, no day off, but get a nap once in a while and still have 40-something more days straight. I'm not bitching about my job, but you would think if you're running the country or in Congress you would be determined to work every fucking day till shit runs smooth. How sick are you of hearing about the little kid just down the street from you got shot this weekend? How sick of being told one thing then being told a different thing almost daily? How about that raise you got, but since inflation is here and rising you pretty much make the same or less than you did a year ago? How come the Republicans aren't getting bloody and standing up for their constituents? How the hell do some of these tyrants still have a job? How fucking sick of all this shit are you? The bar is going to break sooner than later and anarchy and civil war will be the norm. COVID what? COVID there? We fucking know it is around. We are not as stupid as the so-called leaders think. Have we raised any concern about the CCP building up an invasion force to hit Taiwan? If we have, it must be in back channels, but again, Biden is going to show how weak he is, no stomach for a fight, I guess. Fuck, if it is going to be like this, just bring Hillary in or maybe even Bush, at least they will fight for us. Trump, blah blah blah, he is going to be president again, so accept it. What I am saying is that the leaders here need to focus on China, immigration, and the economy. Not trying to smear Trump, or make us feel threatened with mandatory shit and lockdowns, we all know that doesn't work anyways, and drop, for the love of God, drop the stupid defund police crap. We need those people out there so we can feel safer. Did you hear about that guy that chopped that girl's head off? Legit, he was a convicted felon, got busted last year and bailed out with VP Harris bailout fund thing, came back to his home that same night, committed several other crimes and let out, only to decapitate a woman while being on camera. I bet he is out again on said bailout fund looking for a next victim. Trust people. The problem is, I feel that we can't trust anyone anymore. Not even Fauci. The story I told above is true, and I am sure that it is happening all over the states, maybe not the decapitating part, but you get the picture. Dark days are ahead of us whether we like it or not. That is the sad and simple truth. We are running out of avenues to turn to. Immigration, I get it, people want to live here, but fuck, have them come into the US in a legal way. I have no problem with sharing those rights that are God-given with anyone. But just coming into the border and walking into a parked bus and then flying out on a jet to wherever you get dropped off at is damn right illegal and wrong. In my business, we have the great opportunity to bring in foreigners to help with the crazy summers here, but since COVID we have not been able to receive any help, which is probably why I have not had a day off. But these kids are on a travel visa and do exactly what the law requires of them or ICE will ship them home. I can understand that. But letting all these people just walk in and instantly become able to vote is a fucking farce. I am surprised that the locals in Texas have not sat in the pickup truck on the ranch, scoping these illegals with their high-powered rifles just waiting for them, not because they are evil but because they are protecting their livelihood. It's an invasion, in other words. I know that most of these immigrants are good folks, but some of them are bound to be a terrible excuse of a human being. I have no sympathy for criminals local or aboard. I'm sure that the Marines based in Yuma are having a fucked up time, doing practice missions and all they see are illegals walking on the proving grounds. What happens if a Marine jump jet is doing live fire exercises and bombs one or two or three of these people? Do we blame the pilot? Or do we just chalk it up to an accident and bury them in the desert? I'm sure it has happened. I do feel for these souls, but enough is enough, we can only do so much. I used to think I was a compassionate man, but now I think that I may be resentful and angry with all the corruption and lies that are being blurted out. I try to stay in my own little bubble, I try not to make enemies, I try to show people that I don't judge them on what they look like, but I do ask that they act professionally at all times, and I show love and support for those who I care about. I guess it is like I'm the nice guy, but I don't think that I can be that dude anymore. I feel like I need to be ruthless and cutthroat, just like everyone else I gather. It really seems that way, don't you think? All the leaders in the country are all two-faced bitches, I don't trust a lot of them. We need solid leadership, solid mental facilities, solid communication, and a solid stance on what we as a country want and need. I honestly think that we are not only going down a frightening path, but we don't have courage and a backbone anymore for any fight whatsoever. I pray to God that I am wrong. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.